Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Me, I'm missing you. I finally meet. We're gonna have no place. We can't wait to meet.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines. Stay tuned.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? Not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
All right, we're back live, and yes, you are listening to a very special broadcast today. I am so excited. I'm Carrie Hines. It's great to have you with us. I am so super, super hyped to welcome to the broadcast, my special co-host for these amazing broadcasts, the one and only, yes, Mary Reed Johnson. You guys know her from Hair Head Heart. Mary, hello, and welcome to the broadcast.
Hello, Carrie. It's always a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
Oh, you got it. Now, this is something that we're doing today that really, it's turning into an annual review of sorts, but it's really, really exciting, and folks are going to enjoy it all year round. It really is. What we're doing today, it's for the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's a very, very special program that we are recognizing 10 of the most fascinating guests that we've had on our broadcast in recent times. So I am super hyped about it. And we're going to count down from 10 all the way to number 1. You don't know who that is. And you guys out there are going to enjoy finding out right along with Mary Reed Johnson, my amazing co-host and co-star for this episode. Mary,
I don't know how
I'm
you
excited.
Could even get to 10 of anything, Carrie. Oh, my goodness. I'm excited.
Yes.
Oh,
well, let
many.
Me tell you, that is a lot. And we are really, really excited. And a little later in the broadcast, now, we want to find out a little bit more. Mary Reed Johnson, you are not new to broadcasting. And we are going to carve out some time to find out about Hair Head Heart, your amazing business that we want to know more about right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we are super, super hyped. And we are starting today with our 10 countdown, I should say number 10 on the countdown list. And again, we're counting down from 10 to number 1 of the Hair Radio Morning Show's 10 most fascinating guests. And I just love saying that, fascinating guests, right here on the broadcast. Is that not awesome?
Oh, tell
Mary,
us more.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Well, number 10 is a gentleman who really made his debut not all that long ago on our broadcast. He came to us with an idea at the network, at the Hair Radio Morning Show Network. He came to us with an idea to do something that was so passionate in his calling and what he had wanted to do, what he was working on in his life as a veteran. So he doesn't know where he is on this list. So I'm super, super excited to mention it. He's at the very tip-top other end. At number 10, it's the one and only Vet Talk Radio show host, Michael Hopkins. And what I love about Michael is that, now this is something that he does on the Vet Talk Radio show, which airs on Tuesday mornings at 8:30. And right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we carve out part of our amazing broadcast specifically for the Vet Talk fans, and he has his own fan base out there, and we're so excited to give him this recognition on the broadcast. Here's a little bit about what Michael has to say. And we'll see what you think about, we'll talk a little bit about it, but this is why this is important about what he does. Mary, we'll talk on the other side of this.
Not only do I suffer with physical challenges, I also suffer sometimes with mental challenges. And you go into denial as a veteran. A lot of us have PTSD. A lot of civilians don't know what PTSD is. And it's post-trauma of an event that has happened to you as a veteran. And we all think, civilians think, it's because of combat duty. I was in Iraq, Afghanistan. I was in the Gulf or Vietnam. And what people don't understand is that us as veterans, we don't necessarily have to have been in a combat zone to have post-trauma. To have a traumatic injury happen to us.
Mary, that is the amazing Michael Hopkins. He, as I said, he has his own fan base with the Vet Talk radio show, which airs again. I want you guys to tune in and check it out. It's Tuesday morning at 8:30 right here on our broadcast. Yeah. So that's really nice. That's 8:30 Eastern time, 7:30 Central. Michael Hopkins lands at number 10 on our amazing countdown list of 10 of the most fascinating guests of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we're super, super hyped about that. Now, I have to tell you, Mary Reed Johnson, this is really something that I think it's long overdue, and I think that folks are really going to gravitate towards it because, every so often we have to really, we have to take a moment and pay attention to some of the things that we're putting on. Now, I had a wonderful, wonderful guest who was actually as well on the broadcast in recent times. This young lady, she's the very first on the list, female on our list, on our countdown list that we're going to talk about. And I'm really, really excited. And what she had to say is what kind of clinched her a little spot right here on our broadcast. So her name is Tara, and I'm going to have you to take a listen. We'll talk about it. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us today. She's from the world of business. It is my honor to welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show for the very, very first time, Tara Gregory. Good morning, Tara. Good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome.
Good morning, Carrie. How are you doing, sir? I am so honored and so privileged to finally be on this show. About getting me on here.
A long time, yes.
My schedule has been crazy, but I am just so honored to finally be here talking to you and your radio listeners.
Oh, aren't you kind? Well, listen, I am excited. First of all, it is I who must thank you. You are one of the folks who, when we announced our live events and that we were working on so many different shows, you were one of the very first to sign up as a vendor. So we're so excited that you wanted to do business with our company. We love it. We support you, and we love that you support us at Hair Radio. Always been, and even when I am on social media from time to time, which I think I must live on social media as far as our fans are concerned. But yes, but I love it because you, Tara, you share our postings, you share our messages, you like what we put out, and it means so much. And I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. I am one of those that is really big on supporting one another, especially within our culture. I don't know what it is that we struggle to do that. So many of the cultures will band together, and they will push and support one another. And we have to change that stigma. We have to band together and be able to support, promote, push. Everything is not about a dollar. A lot of times it's just a phone call. It's just a post or doing what I'm doing now. Just support somebody else's business. Support their vision. We have to do better as a people. And if I have to be the one to step out there and do that and be the example, by all means, I'll do it.
Well, you have done just that. So, and that puts you on our radar here at the Hair Radio Morning Show and at Hair Radio, the company. So I'm so excited. Now, I've got to say, Tara Gregory, just to have you on the show, I want to talk about your business for a moment. Then I'm going to get into why we brought you here this morning. But first, let's find out a little bit. Now, give us a – I remember you were doing Aya's Batch of Nature. So tell us a little bit. And did I pronounce it right?
Yes.
Give us a okay. Tell us a little bit more about it, all that you're doing.
Okay, so just in a nutshell, the name of the company is Ayers, A-Y-U-R, apostrophe
Ayers,
S.
Okay. Yes.
Yep, Ayers Batch of Nature, LLC. I started this company about 7 years ago, and just to give you just a really quick background, I am in my 50s. I just turned 50.
Congratulations.
Older,
happy birthday.
Thank you. As I got older, I just realized that my hair started changing. I was natural and, you know, I was using the products on the shelves and not to take anything away from them. You know, my hair was moisturized and shiny and looked cute, but for some reason it just kept shedding. It kept thinning. I was losing my crown. I could not understand what was going on. And nothing on the shelves helped me as far as that issue. So I started researching, and God blessed me to come up with this concoction after I researched for an entire year. Point number one, whatever you're doing in business, research, research, research.
Yes.
Hone in and master whatever it is you're out there producing or doing. So it took me about a year. I came up with this formula, and it changed my life. So I have a product line that is geared towards problematic hair issues. So it's not just about moisturizing and making your hair shiny. If you really have some serious hair issues going on, I have these products that are solving the breakage, the shedding, but especially alopecia. And I've realized, Carrie, what was happening to me really was aging hair, and there's nothing really on the market unless you go and get that Keranique and all that kind of stuff. And what I have is chemical-free, drug-free. It's all natural. It's all organic. No steroids, and it works better than those chemicals you see on TV, if not better. And the products started working so well that Macy's reached out to me. Now, listen, I didn't have money for Macy's. I knew that. But somehow they got wind of the products. Make a long story short, they asked for some samples, and I sent it to them, and they did their little testing, talked to the board or whatever.
Yeah, right.
3 months later, they called me and were like, how fast can you get here? And we launched in Macy's. I'm in retail stores.
Yay!
Yes, and I'm now partnering with the Cancer Treatment Centers of America to help those that are on chemotherapy bring back their hair naturally with no chemical, because they're already dealing with the radiation. So you don't want to put a chemical product on top of what you're already dealing with. So these products is really making a difference for those that's suffering with chemical damage. My hair is now past my bra strap at 50 years old because I see my own products. So that is really the backdrop of the products. Also, there's a lot of
Batch of Nature. Okay.
There's a lot of black hair care products out there. And, of course, mine has the oils and butters. But I took it a step further when I started researching and infusing Indian Ayurvedic herbs into the product.
Wow,
that
really? How? Tell us about that. That's interesting. So Indian herbs, tell us.
Yeah, so Indian herbs are your henna, amla, hibiscus, marshmallow root, burdock root. These are herbs that Indians have been using for years, I mean centuries, and we just didn't know about it. And hair is hair, so if it worked for their hair, it'll work for our hair. And these herbs are proven.
And I've never seen a person of that, the original folks here in America.
Yeah.
Have no hair. I've never seen one with
your
hair.
That's black. Down to behind and no gray.
Exactly.
These herbs are slowing down gray.
Wow.
And making your hair grow like weeds and make it strong as steel. If you ever see Indian men and women, their hair is long.
Of course. Everyone.
At 70 and 80.
And up.
They have been using these herbs for centuries.
Now, Tara, how can folks get these products? Please.
Okay. So they can visit Ayers Bachelor.
I'm raising my hand, by the way. Tell us one more time. Give us that site once again. I interrupted you there.
Ayers Bachelor of Nature, AYURSBATCHOFNATURE, bachelorofnature.com. You can also find me on Etsy, which is an e-commerce platform for handmade businesses. It's the number one platform out there, so I'm on Etsy. I'm on Amazon as well. You can find us in select retail stores, and all you have to do is really Google the company.
And I'm hoping you'll bring a few of these products to my store at HAIRadio.com soon. We're going to hold you to that now.
I'd love to.
Okay. Yes, this is going to be absolutely awesome. And I've been telling, you know, Tara, this is the kind of thing where we've got, like you said, we've got to support each other, so I'll be following up with you very, very soon on that.
Yes.
Now,
yeah,
one of the
everything myself. Yeah.
You made wow. Now that
the warehouse. About 30 days ago, I started this company in my house. We outgrew the house. We had pallets coming to the house, and my husband was like, "I think you need a warehouse." So we launched into a warehouse because I am determined to manufacture these myself. I had manufacturers reach out to me, and they already tell you, you know,
I am reaching out to you. Yes.
And
because
I want them to dilute the formula, so I will continue to manufacture these myself. So I have my own manufacturing and distribution right here in Maryland.
Well, you know what? We're going to be talking with you about that because I have some companies, including ourselves, and we're looking for that kind of distribution outlet where we don't have to house it here and, you know, and necessarily make up batches in our bathtub type thing. So we want to definitely, we'll continue this conversation. Now, one of the big things that, you know, let me just remind everybody before we move along, if you guys are just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest with us today, and she's on the line. It is my honor, again, to welcome her to the airwaves for the very, very first time. Tara Gregory. Yes, good morning, Tara. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning, everybody.
All right.
Good morning.
Yes, and again, Ayers Bachelor of Nature. I'm just loving all of this wonderful information today. Now, one of the reasons I wanted to definitely invite you this morning onto the broadcast is because you, the only person that I, well, you know what? Okay, yes, we've had on Alelia Bundle. So she is the great-great-granddaughter of Madam C.J. Walker. So, of course, and she's a good friend of ours here at the Hair Radio Show. So, yes, she's been with us. But outside of her, so you're like one of the very first who we get a good accounting of at least some of the grounds around the amazing estate that was once the estate called Villa Luaro, which belonged to Madam C.J. Walker here in New York, which is, I'm located in New York State as well. I'm in New York City and New York. And so her, tell us a little bit, if you will. And, well, you know, we can, you can, we can give you some background. This is the Villa Luaro, formerly known as the Annie Annie Poff home is a 34-room, 20,000-square-foot mansion located at Fargo Lane and North Broadway in Irvington, New York. That's about 30 miles north of New York City, so about a half hour away from where I'm located here in Brooklyn. Now, it was built from 1916 to 1918, and she died like in 1919. That was a year after it was they finished it somewhere, and was designed in the Italianate style by architect Wertner Tandy for Alelia Walker. Again, she is, Alelia Walker is the daughter of Madam C.J. Walker. And so, and the Alelia, our friend Alelia Bundles, who was named after Alelia Walker, Madam Walker's daughter. But so now tell us, Ms. Tara Gregory, what did you see? I want to hear the whole story about walking up to Madam C.J. Walker. Well, first of all, before you get there, what inspired you to go visit, to, were you making a special trip to see Villa Luaro?
Oh,
and if so, what inspired you to do so?
So let me just take 30 seconds, literally 30 seconds to say this. I had no idea who she was in my teens. I remember, you know, Black History, you know, you read about all these people.
A little bit,
oh,
right.
Nice. So I heard of her. And even when I launched my company, I still didn't really know about her. And I didn't realize that I was actually walking into her footsteps until probably about maybe 5 years ago. I had no idea.
Wow.
She built her own manufacturing company, became a self-made millionaire. You got to watch the movie Self-Made. And she built this mansion herself with the first Black architect in New York. A lot of people may not
know. That's right.
He designed it. And this house is phenomenal. Oh, my gosh. So I was in New York about maybe 2 weeks ago. I was on a yacht party with this guy called Mitt. Find him on Facebook, Instagram. He does this every month. An amazing yacht party. It's actually a business expo that he does. And so I decided to go there. I had about maybe three people with me, our team. And I don't know, I was on this boat, and I just kept thinking about, you know, this mansion, thinking about her and just how blessed I am to actually be doing what I'm doing. I just couldn't believe it. And I'm sitting there on this boat, and I said, you know what, I think I'm going to visit her house. You know, I've seen the movie. I've read about her. You know, I now know about her. I think I want to see this in real life. So we get off the boat and we get to the hotel, and I tell the team, you know what? We're going to Madam C.J. Walker's mansion. And they're like, well, what? I said, yes, we are. Get dressed. We're going. And we got up about maybe 8 o'clock in the morning. Are we having breakfast? No, we're going straight there. And I'm thinking, because I don't really know New York like that, but I love New York. It is truly my second home. I'm there a lot. There's no place in the city like New York. Maybe just plug that out. So I Googled it, and I realized we were in Upper Manhattan somewhere, on 23rd Street and something. And I Googled it, and it was literally 30 minutes away. I'm thinking it's like 2 hours, 30 minutes away. So we jump in the car and go all through this expressway or whatever. And then the whole community changed. It's nothing but rows and rows of mansions. I could not believe it. So we're driving up, and we come across this house. And I see the sign, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, but it's right there on the street. This can't be it. And so I saw they have a post there, like a little plaque thing in the ground. And it says, you know, welcome to Madam C.J. Walker's estate. And they give, you know, her little backdrop. And I looked at them. I said, this is it. Park the car. So we parked the car, and it's gated. You can't just walk in. I mean, they have chains and everything on there. And I'm like, okay, we didn't make no appointment. This is spare the moment. So we get out the car. And the whole thing is gated. She has a driveway that's gated and a gate around her whole house. So we're standing in the middle of traffic trying not to get hit, trying to take pictures and, you know, do drive-by shots. And there was a groundsman there. Oh, my God. He was incredible. And he came out. I guess he saw me out there like, what is she doing? So he came out there and he said, who are you? And I told him, you know, who I was, and my husband blessed his soul. Oh, you know, she has her own hair care company, and she just wanted to come up here and just, you know, see the person that did it. You know, she's just fascinated with her. And he was like, really, how would you like to come in? And my jaw dropped. And I said, really, you would do that? He was like, absolutely. I said, okay. So,
we're in.
I'm like, get the camera ready because we don't want to. As he's unlocking the gate, and when he opened those gates, there was a sense of, you know how you walk into
history,
and even though you're walking into her history, it's like a preview for you. And as soon as I walked through the gate, I'm like, oh, my God, is this what I'm walking into for me? You can't help but think that. So I'm walking into this gate. It is phenomenal. And when I say, so the doors are locked. You know, first of all, I'm going up the steps. And as I'm stepping up the steps, Carrie, tears are streaming down my face. Not so much because I'm doing what she's doing, but you are standing on the ground.
Of
the person who fought and struggled and went through all she went through, all the ups and downs and hurdles that she went through that we now don't have to face as a beauty brand company.
Exactly.
It just overwhelmed me to know that all her sweat, blood, and tears got her to this moment, and here's the proof. It's one thing to read it in the textbook, But it's another thing when you step and stand flat-footed in history.
Wow.
There was no feeling like it to see what this woman had accomplished. And what really stood out.
And at that period, that period in time, it's not like she had social media. Her Facebook and Twitter was her 2 feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And she is actually the role model and the example of ambition, because she talks
Absolutely.
About how, you know, you have to work hard and believe in your dream. And when you read
absolutely.
Her story and read her book, you see the struggles that she
yes.
went through. And standing there at that mansion, it just showed me how far we can go as Black people, as a Black brand. And I just hope that my company makes her proud. You feel her presence. When you stand there, you feel like you can conquer anything, because look at what she did. So we took pictures on the steps, and there's this white, I can't even explain it, like some kind of white clay pot thingy. She mm-hmm. bought this years ago, and it is still there. So you can't go in the house, but there's no drapes, Carrie. So we took pictures, you know, we're peeping through the room. And do you know a lot of her original artifacts and furniture is still in this
house? Still there? Wow.
You can actually take your camera video and you can actually click pictures, because there's no curtains. We walked around the back because I said, let's go. It was like, through the grass, come on, let's go. So we walked around the back, and if you ever see the pictures or her movie where she did her she actually lived in this house for a year before she died. She built it and she lived in there for a whole year.
That's
and
right.
And when she got sick, and she really didn't say anything, she got sick, she decided to hold this convention for all these women that were really distributors of her products. And she
right.
has them all lined up in her back, all on the vestibule, all on the grounds, all around the pool. So I walked around, and to stand there, and it's like you just, history just stopped. Everything is still the same.
Something.
And all you have to do is just imagine those women standing there, because everything remains the same.
Wow. Well, I am blown away.
And they have kept this property and preserved it like no other.
Just like the eyes are the window to the soul, the scalp is the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. The way to obtain it is with Stimulating Roots. Stimulating Roots will exfoliate and detoxify your scalp, promoting healthy hair growth. Stimulating Roots has a system to detoxify and grow your hair. Their shampoo combines menthol, camphor, and pink grapefruit essential oil to improve blood circulation in the scalp. Their conditioner, that stimulates, moisturizes, and hydrates the hair. The regeneration oil, that contains essential oils that work together to promote hair growth while calming an itchy, dry, and irritated scalp. Open the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. Awaken the senses to your scalp with Stimulating Roots. This is available at StimulatingRoots.com. That's StimulatingRoots, R-U-T-Z.com.
You're listening to The Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, today we have a very, very special guest with us. Her name is Peggy Dotson. Now, she is the woman behind UBC TV Network. The Hair Radio Show would like to welcome Miss Peggy Dotson. Welcome, Peggy.
Hey, Carrie. How are you?
I'm doing great. Well, listen, first of all, it's great to have you here. Now, we need to tell everyone what the UBC TV Network is.
Okay. First of all, Carrie, I'm so excited about being here. I am your fan. I think you're awesome. It's just really great. Well, UBC TV is actually, it started out as a concept for a TV network, but it has evolved into a broadcast multimedia company. With different divisions and things like that, so it's sort of like a hybrid between a cable network, broadcast network, and a technology company, online company like a Netflix. So it's sort of like my own creation, because of where we are in the industry. You know, cable is there, but it's not there like it was before. People are unplugging, and so people need to want the opportunity to view things on different platforms. By the way, which I have, you know, I'm was ahead of my time because I was pushing this years ago, and
many years. We're not going to say how many.
It's true. I know we don't want to say how many, but you know, and then people want. You know, to see original content. Content is still king and queen. So that's what basically we're all about is original content that is distributed over multiple platforms, including, you know, online, live streaming on demand, cable, live events, and different other little, you know, arms of it, which I think we'll get into as we move forward. But yeah, but that's what it's evolved into, not just a network,
terrific.
But more than that. Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know what? We are going to get into every facet of this, Peggy. We really are.
Okay.
But let's go back a little bit. Let's start at
the
beginning. Now, share with our fans out there. Tell everybody where you are from and where you take care of business these days.
Okay, well, the planet Venus, no, I am actually, sometimes I feel like an alien. I'm actually originally from Arkansas, the great
Arkansas.
State of Arkansas. Yeah, Bill Clinton and Maya Angelou. I'm from Stuttgart, actually, Stuttgart, Arkansas, which is really in between Little Rock and Pine Bluff. So I grew up down south. And the first half of my life and the second half of my life, there's a third and a fourth part of my life that I haven't lived yet, so it's not over yet. But the next phase of my life I grew up in is in New York City. So, you know, I am from Stuttgart, Arkansas. My mother and father were entrepreneurs. God bless them. They're my mentors. They, my inspiration. They both are with God, and they passed away. They are with me every day. My father was a master plumber, and he was and that was revolutionary at that time because you don't have very many African Americans who are master plumbers in Stuttgart, in a town, Stuttgart, Arkansas, which was, you know, racially divided. And my father and mother had businesses that catered to white people. I mean, we, you know, at that time, like you said, in the South, when I was growing up, you know, the Civil Rights era had started, and the Black Panthers and all that kind of stuff, but we still had a lot of racial division down there. And, you know, so and it was very, you know, that's, you know, it affected me and helped mold me, and I started working with my daddy. I did a little bookkeeping stuff at age 10 in his plumbing company. And it just taught me discipline. And then at age 14, I was working with my mother. She, my mother had a restaurant. So we had a restaurant business kind of in our family, and I learned the restaurant business. I was on the grill cooking. I was waiting tables, and I answered the phone, you know, to take orders, and I answered the phone for my daddy, Dawson's Plumbing Company, and when the clients called and all that kind of stuff. So at age 10, up to 14, I was, you know, learning the how to be an entrepreneur, and it's so important, I feel, that we have to teach our children at a young age about money and entrepreneurship because it really has helped me to, it has helped mold and shape me and helped me to be independent, a self-starter, and helped me get through a lot of adversity that I would not regularly have probably gotten through the way that I have, and I landed on my feet, you know, because it does teach you discipline.
Yes, absolutely. I'm quite amazed when I hear a story like yours in which both of your parents were entrepreneurs and you helping out because it does. What that does, in my belief, is that it channels that wonderful, it just teaches you without having to have been taught. So to speak, it's almost like osmosis, you know. It just goes right on in there, and it's there, and you don't even realize it's there. And then you know, as you start getting older, you're somehow it kind of harkens back to that great foundation and introduction and fortitude that you just happen to have picked up along the way. That you know, it's just I'm blown away by that something that you were able to get from your father and your mother. And look at the way that I look at it. Look at the legacy that you've been able to, you know, to continue.
Also, my spiritual connection to God, and you know, my mother and father were very into the church, and you know, it has extended through me. I'm a very spiritual person. It has pushed me to expand and learn a lot about different religions and cultures and things. But mom and daddy, my mother was like the mother of a church, and she was a gospel promoter. I met the Mighty Clouds of Joy, Reverend James Cleveland, at a young age because my mother, she put on gospel. She was a gospel promoter. And my mother was amazing. I'm telling you, my father was amazing. And, they are both my, you know, so I learned a lot about that, and it helped me in my music, you know, because I have another part of me that's part of the music industry and singing and all that. And
you do have a beautiful voice for you guys out there. So maybe you'll give them a little treat, you know, in a little later on in the interview today.
We'll see about that.
I'm putting her on the spot, everybody.
I know.
Yeah, but I have to tell you, it is amazing. And so these are things that are just, you know, like I said, they're quite remarkable. And all these wonderful things help to shape the experiences that you have, and that you have under your belt, and kind of pushed you towards this wonderful, extraordinary entrepreneur in your own right. And so we're going to get into that a little bit. So you grew up in Arkansas. And then your family kind of moved up north to New York somehow, and you kind of, how did that come into play? And then where did this wonderful inspiration for this wonderful network come from?
Well, you know, my family, I'm daring. I'm a risk taker. My mother did not want me to actually go to New York. but my father was an adventurer, and you know, they were still in Arkansas. I eventually moved to Texas, but
there's a big difference between New York. We're going to be fair big difference between you know, New York and Arkansas, especially probably in those days.
Well, you know, at the time, you know, in Stuttgart, Arkansas, I did a whole bunch of stuff. I was like first runner-up Miss Teenage Black America for our region. My mother put me in pageants, and I ended up singing a lot and you know, competitions and things like that. Like I said, at that time in high school, there was still segregation, and there was a group called the Ricelanders that I could not audition for because I was black. But so I couldn't get in there, but as far as vocally, I could out-sing all of them. I'm not bragging or anything, but like that. But my choir instructor, Jim Sparks, bless his heart, he took me aside and he taught me how to sing. I started out with Billie Holiday songs and things of that nature, and so I just ended up, long story short, doing a lot of stuff, and then ended up getting two or three vocal scholarships to University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. I got a music scholarship, a vocal scholarship, so I went there. I also got offered to go to West Point Academy at the same time. That same year, West Point became men and women together. It was just men, and they were letting women in because I was also very civically. I did a lot of stuff. I was student body vice president and girl state, so I got nominated for a lot of stuff. So I ended up taking a music thing because my family is very music oriented and all that, and went there, landed the head of musical shows and things like that. I was auditioned for a great a cappella group and got into that. So we ended up going, taking a trip to New York, the theater group I was involved in. I was actually playing Mary Magdalene in Jesus Christ Superstar, and then I was in The Wiz. So I played Dorothy, I was in Dorothy and the Wiz, so we at the same time we went to New York, I was Dorothy and the Wiz, and Diana Ross was filming Dorothy.
In the movie, that's right.
Yeah, she was filming it, and that's the same year I met her, and we have a family affiliation, the Ross family.
Wow.
And from Detroit, my family on my mother's side is from Detroit, the Rosses, and so and they work at Motown and blah blah blah, and you know, so I wanted to meet Diana Ross. She was my inspiration, and I ended up coming to New York and on this theater trip, and fell in love with New York, and did not know how I was going to meet Diana Ross, but I was here, and I found my way to Queens, to the studio there, with a friend of mine. I made some calls.
Is that the studio in Astoria, Queens?
I found my way to Astoria, Queens, to that studio, and I don't know how I did it, but I told everybody that I wanted to meet Diana Ross, and I did it, and I took the train there. Never been to Queens before in my life. Got on the train from Arkansas with one of my friends, and we went there to the studio, and she couldn't go in. I was the only one that could come in to meet Ms. Ross. And so I got a chance to meet Diana Ross. I met Sidney Lumet, who's the great famous director.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I met the Michael had just left because he was the Scarecrow. He had left the set. So I didn't meet Michael Jackson, but I met the Tin Man. I met the other guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Michael was the Scarecrow. I met the Tin Man. It was, you know, it was really awesome, and it was very inspirational, and she was
so this
gracious.
Is when they were actually filming The Wiz.
Filming the movie. Yeah. So
now,
because they called her Diane, and I'm Diane, and both our middle names,
wow.
It's just that for me, that was like a highlight of my life. I said, if I can go to New York City and meet Diana Ross, I need to move to New York.
That's it. Exactly. Well, you know what? You're absolutely right. Now, this is a full circle moment. It's just so amazing to me because one of our guests, who's actually on this week as well, is Hinton Battle, who played, I think he's won three Tonys, maybe more awards he played on Broadway in The Wiz. The Michael Jackson role was the role that he originated. So shout out to Hinton Battle.
Yeah, hey Hinton, I know Hinton. Hey Hinton, this Peggy called me. Call me.
He is fantastic. So yeah,
he really is.
I'm just blown away that was during that movie. Now, what also was coming to be? It was just released that NBC Television is going to be doing a stage version of a live program that they're going to be actually bringing back The Wiz, if you will. For the TV show, a live broadcast. They've been doing these big stage productions recently.
Yeah.
So The Wiz is going to get that treatment, and I am excited for anyone to take on that. Now, so one of your big inspirations, so we know is that she's inspired many, many folks, and I've certainly chatted with her daughter, Rhonda, but Barry and Diana Ross's daughter, Rhonda, in the past. But can you tell me, who were some of the others who inspired this great Peggy Dodson? And then we'll get into you.
Oh, my God. I have many people in different genres. Dr. King was an inspiration to me. And Reverend Jackson, who I was just with at Wall Street Summit.
And hold it.
People.
We don't want to gloss over these wonderful folks and the kind of connections that that you felt with these folks. Now, talk a little bit about that. Let's start with Dr. King. We are actually kicking off this wonderful celebration to Dr. King this week on the Hair Radio Show, the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we want you to just kind of weigh in. What has Dr. King meant to you, Peggy Dodson?
Dr. King, what he has meant to me, what he means to me, is the chance to be all that you can be in a place that is equal and just. and I feel that is that was his life, you know, starting with African Americans, and he and the spirit to move forward in all adversities with what you believe in, and what and your faith in God, you know, despite anything, despite anyone. He had his conversation with God, and God spoke to him, and he went ahead despite what anyone said, because what he did had to be done, no matter if he knew that eventually his life, he had to forfeit his life here on this earth, but to have that faith and to accomplish, it's almost like what Jesus did, despite what anyone, anybody said, he knew that he had to do and fulfill what God meant for him to do. And I feel that we all sometimes get off track, and it's human, and we all get off track on things. And but, you know, the one thing that has kept me going in all of this is my faith and me not giving up through all adversity, because this is not for the weak of heart, this industry, whatever we're in, as you know. It is that we have the deck stacked against us as a people. We don't own our images as much as we should. Stories are being told about us that we don't control. And to be able to step up, not maybe against, I won't say against, but to step out with the powers that be out there and say, hey, this is your story, but it's not my story. And to not be fearful in saying that, it takes a lot. It takes faith, because it's
absolutely
very scary. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I just want to let the folks out there know, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and my very special guest today is Miss Peggy Dotson. Now, she is behind the UBC TV network, and we're going to get into that very shortly. But I just wanted to ask you, Reverend Jesse Jackson, now there is a great picture of you and the Reverend Jesse Jackson circulating out there around the internet, and we have that great picture for you, along with a lot of information on you, Ms. Peggy Dotson. So if you guys out there are trying to reach Peggy, you go to hairradio.com, and you'll see all of Peggy's information right there on the screen, along with some great pictures. And I'm told, Peggy, that you have some special words of advice that you are sharing exclusively with the fans of the Hair Radio Show.
Yes, definitely.
So, yeah, so we want to get you guys, following our great interview today, absolutely this will continue. So you want to go to hairradio.com and read all of that wonderful information on Ms. Peggy Dotson. Now, I'm ready to get into all about the wonderful UBC TV network. So you mentioned that this is a television network, as we just indicated, but what does the UBC stand for?
Stands for Urban Broadcasting Company, which is so weird. It also stands for Udang Broadcasting. I have a lot of, and you know, I'm so connected to Uganda. It's weird. It's weird. I love my friends from Uganda, and I have a lot of people from Uganda that actually follow me online, and they love, you know, what I'm doing. I'm very connected to Africa, but especially Uganda. That's the name of the company. It's Urban Broadcasting. I wanted something named. I didn't want to pigeonhole, and people may say Urban does, but it's, for me, it's Urban Multicultural. It's about culture, and I think that urban has been defined by others or misconstrued as something that it is not. Simply, urban is city, and rural is country. So it's urban means city, life.
Oh, okay,
it's
so urban is not just some euphemism for black. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So urban is,
and that's how people categorize it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, it means different things. It can mean different things, but for me, it's about lifestyle. And when you look at it, our lifestyle is the lifestyle. I mean, lifestyle is how you live, where you live, and that's what And that's what UBC is all about. And it embraces culture. So that it's not a black thing, it's not a white thing, it's all us together. I guess you could say that.
UBC. I like that. So the U can stand for us. Wonderful.
Yes. Yeah,
now, Peggy,
definitely.
Tell us, absolutely, tell us about some of the wonderful projects that you're kicking off at UBC.
Well, I have this has been a labor of love for me. And, you know, you have to measure and time things correctly. As you know, in this industry, to do a network, it's very expensive, and it's not easy because once you get out there, you said, oh, okay, I've got 24 hours to fill. Oh, okay, I need advertisers. Oh, it's, you know, a lot of my colleagues who are out there now who are just jumped on the air recently, it's that they've gotten a lot of gray hair, you know, just by having
and
the stress of doing that.
Yes.
Yes.
I can speak to that
yes.
one.
You know, so my goal is to roll out, you know, to start the digital part, which I have started officially last year. We have a live stream channel that where we are getting ready. We have live stream, we have on demand, and we're actually getting ready to do something very special. We're getting ready to put out our whole lineup as far as original productions that we are going to be streaming. As you know, streaming is really big right now in NBC, Netflix, everyone's jumping into that world, which for me it's you know and there's still a major cost because you can't just go out and just do it anyway. You still have to have that broadcast quality to that in order to bring on the advertisers or the sponsors that you want to bring on.
Exactly.
So you know you have to. What we're doing is the original productions that we will be either live streaming or streaming will be edited, and then from there we back into cable. So we will have some things will just be totally online, and then some things will be shot for cable TV, which we are rolling out this year, this spring actually. I mean the date is close, so I've got to like blah blah blah. I'm going to say the date, but we will actually be in about 40 million households, and and we'll have channels, we'll have channel positions soon. So I know people want to know that, and I'll be making that announcement. We will be able to be on Time Warner, Comcast, and Dish Network, and DirecTV.
And you'll let us know. You come back and tell all the folks at the Air Radio Show.
Yes,
okay,
most
so
definitely.
We can get an exclusive, guys. You've heard it right here. We're going to hold Peggy to that now.
Okay, I would definitely do that. It's going to be soon, sooner than later. It's going to be soon, but that's what we're planning on doing, and I'm very very excited about the lineup that we have. The lineup for the live streaming, of course, is different than the cable. Some of them will overlap. For instance, we have a show called the UBC Mix, which is, I guess you could say, it's almost an evolution of Soul Train. I love, and it's a show I created. A lot of the shows I created, by the way, and over years and years of research, years and years of research and marketing and all of that, and TV production and what I've done with NCAA sports, and that's my background is from live TV. So I love live television, I love dance. I dance a lot. I love house music. I love all types of music. But
Peggy, I have to say, I'm not to interrupt you at all. I just want you to absolutely let the folks know, and I want to tell everybody out there, they're listening to you and you're giving them this wonderful information. I just want to remind the folks, you're listening to Miss Peggy Dotson, who was our special guest today on the Hair Radio Show, and she's been telling us all about UBC TV Network. Now, I just want to tell all of our Hair Radio Show fans, if you want to find out more about Peggy Dotson, you want to go to her pages and find out how to reach her and find out more about UBC TV Network. We're posting everything at the hairradio.com website. So that's www.hairradio.com. And there you'll see we're going to hopefully, Peggy will put up some more pictures and all of this wonderful, these wonderful things that Peggy's providing just exclusively for our Hair Radio Show fans today. So we are so excited, and we're going to give them all the information. Now, Peggy,
great.
I have to ask you. Yes, now, we got a little bit into it, but I really want to drive this point home, and I know that you can do it eloquently. Broadcast television seems to be going through a metamorphosis. It seems to be changing in a way. It doesn't look like it used to look. There's a whole lot of, flack about it not being more representative of the folks when we go outside our door. So, So individuals are saying that, well, gee, you know what? We don't control broadcasting, and when I say we, I shouldn't speak for folks, but I think what the message is that they feel that the people of color and the people who are representative of the world, the broadcasting doesn't really speak to those folks by and large. However, the Internet, the new technology, seems to be controlled, so to speak, at this time by the masses. So is there some, big, disconnect between broadcast and Internet or technology and streaming and all of that? Is broadcasting changing?
Yeah, it's changing because it has to somewhat. The big disconnect, I mean, that's one of the reasons why YouTube is so big, because you have more control over what you want to see versus what someone else thinks you want to see. And the big problem with broadcast is that it's big.
You don't have any control.
It's
turning
your
channel.
Well, it's big, so you have large organizations that have different departments that don't even talk to each other. And you have people who have major pressure on them to create programs because you have accounting people saying, this is not making any money. It's not really set up. You have big public companies who are dividend-driven, and they're not content-driven. They're, sports. People understand sports. That's an easy one. The multi-billion-dollar business, sometimes like Fox, that's what anchors is, one of their big anchors. And then you have American Idol. And then you have a formula. The problem with broadcast and cable, too, is the formula that's used in calculating what they think people want to see and what individuals go in front of the camera. You have a formula for a story that is beginning, middle, end, and that is very predictable, but that's what people want because they feel that's what makes money. And then you have a formula for people that you have, maybe if you may have three white people, you may have one black person, it's gotten worse. I don't know. I don't like formulas. I don't even deal with a formula. We're out of the box. My goal is to be able to represent life the way that it is and not contrive it. Even with the reality shows, they're not reality. They're contrived. They're combative. And a lot of the producers do that because they feel they have to create, anger and animosity in order for that, in order for people to watch, and then advertisers sign on, and a part of that is true, but it's not all true, and we're not represented at all, and the time when we are represented, it's so contrived and controlled and stereotypical, and I mean there are some shows that I'm not going to say right now. It's just people. It's just like, okay, this is a black show. Even with major producers that we know that do film, that when they get to television, they get into the formula, and they put this and that. Let's put this. Let's put some salt and pepper and some pasta and then this and this. And that's the recipe. And if you don't do that recipe, you don't get on the air. So that's the problem. There is a big disconnect, and it has to do with culture. It has to do with disconnect with color. It has to do with people who are in positions who feel they think they know who we are, and they don't. who don't know the story. But in essence, they know, all they know is that we have the buying power, $1.1 trillion, and they want our eyeballs. They need the eyeballs in order to bring on Coca-Cola and Pepsi and Mountain Dew and KFC and McDonald's. I mean, those companies know about our buying power. But the word power, you say.
Yeah, I love that. The word power. That's where all of this and what it all means. And
yeah.
I think that, yeah, and I think you really, you have completely and eloquently stated what I believe is the disconnect. So going forward, we have the folks like yourself, UBC TV Network, Urban Lifestyle Programming, and you're based out of, you're based where? I just want to make sure
I'm,
we hit all of that.
I'm in New York. I'm in New York City.
New York City!
Yeah. And, you know, in Harlem, which is the urban capital of the world, you know, it's New York City, and we have a new base that we're building in Las Vegas, and I'll talk about that at some point. Yeah, we're going
terrific.
To be doing some really exciting things there with another division of the company. We're based here, but we're a global company. We're looking right now. We have some productions that we're working on, a major reality show with a major celebrity that we're I can't announce it yet. Yes, a
okay,
major
but you
celebrity
promised to come back
that we,
here and
yes,
tell the
we
fans
have a
of
major,
the Hair Radio Show.
Yeah, okay. A major celebrity that we're doing a deal with that we are going to. We're doing a reality show with them. We're going to be following them around, not just here, but we're going overseas. And so that is, you know, that's kind of like what, and some of the programs, the teasers and stuff will be available online. And the rest of it will be on cable. And that's what I like. I like going between, I like the model that I've created because it gives me the flexibility to do things
right.
online.
Right, you're not just doing one thing only.
Right, I'm not just stuck to cable, and I'm not just stuck, you know, on one, just online. It gives me the flexibility to go back and forth with a show, actually. You can take part of the show, you can put it online and take another part of it, you put it on cable. That way you go back and forth and you hit different audiences by that way. And we are a producing network, which is very important. I wanted to say that, even though we are doing partnerships with other producers and production companies, but I am a showrunner and I've created my own originals, and I have a great production manager, Academy Award nominated production manager. He's done everything.
Wow.
Worked with Billy Joel. He knows music, he knows sports, and he's just awesome. So it gives us the ability to be a producing network so that we can actually produce our own originals. We can create the originals, we can produce them and distribute them. And we bring in our own advertising and sponsors and things like that. And I have an agency that I'm also dealing with. But it gives flexibility for creativity, and that's what I wanted because I'm a creative person. I don't want to be in a box where, I'm just a cable network, so I just got to do this. And I love my cable people, or I'm just a tech, or I'm just online. I just can't do this. No, I love my technology people, so I want both.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Hi, I'm Jossie from Jossie's All Natural. Have you been struggling with keeping your natural hair healthy or desire to achieve substantial hair growth? Then Jossie's All Natural is here to help you. My natural creams, conditioners, lotions, hair mists, balms, shampoos, and detanglers are gentle enough for the whole family and all hair types. Not only do I provide natural hair products, I also give step-by-step techniques to ensure healthy hair in a pure and gentle fashion from roots to ends. Come on and visit me at www.jossiesallnatural.com. That's J-O-C-E-Y-S AUNATURALE.com for a true natural hair experience like you've never had before.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is Friday morning, December 3rd of 2021. It is our show number 638. Broadcast show number 638 as we march towards our 650th and then on to 700th broadcast of the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. And real happy. Mid-show is always a great time here, particularly on Wednesdays and Fridays when we bring to the line a wonderful, wonderful addition, recent addition to the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. We're talking about Jossie from Au Naturel. You guys just heard her commercial right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is my honor to bring back to the show Jossie. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Good morning. Yes, happy Friday.
Yes. So things are moving along just beautifully here. How about yourself? Because, you know, you come on and you give us such great hip pocket information about hair care and products and all that, and particularly on Wednesdays and Fridays. But how has your time, how are you feeling about this whole wonderful new endeavor? You know, as a business entrepreneur, as a business owner, you're taking on a new hat. You're wearing a new role at your company, so to speak, by joining us live on the Hair Radio Morning Show. But what has the experience been? What has it meant to you?
Yes. It's been, you know, it's not a bad experience. It was more scary. The thought itself was more scary than actually doing it. You know, as I go along in this journey, you know, trying to be an entrepreneur and promoting my business and, you know, participating in the various events and things like this hair radio show, it's just helping me grow stronger in what I'm doing. And it's just, I appreciate the opportunity. I'm grateful for the opportunity. And I'm just, you know, working on day by day, step by step, trying to get to the best that I can be in this industry so I can be of, you know, an effective help to others.
Well, listen, you already are, more than you know. And you've taken great steps just by that, especially that big first step and that big first hurdle. You sound like a totally different person than the Jossie I first spoke to when I first talked to you about this endeavor. So you have just come out sounding like Casey Kasem, like you've been doing the hair and merging it with the broadcasting talk for years. So great job. I just wanted to say I have to make sure that folks know that you're doing something new, and it just gets across to folks that this is what they should also just take. The takeaway is that don't let things scare you into not trying. You have to try. That's how we grow. You grow out of that fear, so to speak. So that's a good thing. So, Jossie, as always, we always want to start off our wonderful segments on Wednesdays and Fridays with you mid-show, just reminding everybody, leading off again with some of the benefits and what they should know about Au Naturel. So please take it away. Give everybody the wonderful skinny on your wonderful product company.
Yes. So, like Carrie said, I have my own natural hair business. My website actually is www.jossiesallnatural.com. It's spelled like JossieAuTurale.com. And I've actually took the whole natural aspect and formulated some products that are Au Naturel because I have reduced the amount of preservatives in my products and I use natural and pure ingredients because what I'm trying to do is to grow hair, natural hair, in a pure fashion. I realized throughout my hair journey, I realized that a lot of these natural products, they have the right ingredients, but they contain a lot of preservatives. And that was what was hindering me in my hair growth. The preservatives, I was breaking out, I was getting some type of reaction, and I started making my own, and I realized that the chemicals and the preservatives can be very harmful and very damaging to your hair. So it's going to be hard to grow your hair with some of these products that are out there if they contain certain chemicals in them.
And, Jossie, that's the thing, and I wanted to jump in on that part because that is what really gets me about this whole entire on the product side, because of the fact that, you know, just think about this logically for a moment, folks, because if they are using these chemicals and all of this, and we're, you know, maybe they don't realize how important it is. I don't know. I can't figure that out. All I know is that they seem to use these preservatives, as you pointed out so eloquently, and this is very, it could have a significant negative effect on your hair. And I just, you know, just so that they can save some monies and stuff, you know, and keep the products out there for, you know, years and years and years and on shelves and make my, I mean, it's just, my thing is what I love about you guys in the natural hair realm and coming out with different products that are, you know, that really, really, they may not have a long shelf life, like, you know, sitting up there for 50 years, you know, at Kmart or what have you, but they have ingredients that are going to be very healthy for your hair. And that is the thing. And I had this morning, I was thinking, I said, you know, I want to ask Jossie about this. When she starts talking about the products on today's show, I wanted to ask, so maybe at the end of this, you could just respond to this, because I always wanted to know which is best, store-bought products or the products that are created by these boutique natural hair folks around the hair industry, which might be the best and why. So that's my question for you to to work and share with, you know, what your response is. But I felt it was a part of what your message has been on this show. So that's why I wanted to get that on out. But I love what you're saying. And the ingredients, and watch out for those preservatives that's, you know, like I said, if you wanted to, you know, if your goal is to put some Dawn, you know, dish detergent in your hair and keep it moving, then, you know, that's your prerogative. But you should know the best ways to, you know, it's great on dishes, but maybe not so perfect for your hair. Yes. So that's my personal belief.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so,
you know, that's what a lot of people don't realize when we purchase products. Yes. That's something I didn't realize until I started doing more research.
Yes, and research is important. So is it, should everybody research? Because I think you touched on it the other day. Is it necessary that everybody, before you start a new hair regimen, should you do research? And if so, what should some of the research steps be? Should they consult with other hairstylists? Should they ask their girlfriend, you know, two doors down? Do they go to the hair, you know, to the supply shop and ask those folks who, you know, may not know so much about what they really are selling? What are some of the steps that you can, you know, just drive home this morning on the broadcast for these folks who have these questions?
Well, one of the things that I did, and this is just my experience, personal experience with researching,
yes.
when I realized that I was having a really tough time with my hair, I actually, like, I went to YouTube, I went to the internet, I looked up different regimens on growing natural hair, and I did try a lot of different methods before I started my own hairline. I tried a lot of different methods and such, and I was able to try out a lot of different techniques. Not everything works for everybody's hair, and one thing I had to realize, everybody's hair is so different. And when I was researching, I actually found out that my hair is considered, I guess, mixed hair. So then I had to gear my research towards mixed hair techniques. And in doing that, I was able to grow my hair more that way.
And when you say mixed hair, just tell everybody a little bit more. When you say mixed, you mean like a combination of different textures, or, you know, how would you clarify
yes.
when you say mixed hair?
Yeah, so when I saw mixed hair, it was more so people who had, they were more than one ethnicity, and usually you could be have a, I have Native in me. I'm African American and Native. You know, people have African American and Caucasian or Spanish.
Right.
And there's different, and it, that changes your hair texture and also changes how you have to do your hair.
Awesome. And that whole industry just popped up, by the way, it seems like, in the last few years. There's a whole industry of just mixed, you know, with that whole perspective that I had never seen. When we started the hair radio show in 1995, there was no products out there specifically for mixed hair and stuff, and there was no, there wasn't even a conversation really around it at that time. So this is great that you're on, and this is what you're talking about today. Wow.
Yes, and it makes a lot of sense because I look at the different textures in my family. My one sister, actually, she has like 4C hair, but my mom has probably like a 2C or 3A. And just like having those different textures, I was able to see what worked for mine because not everything worked in my hair that worked for my sister or my mom. And that was just something I had to figure out on my own. And even in doing so with the natural hair, with, like, researching and stuff, I still had issues. I used, actually, Garnier Fructis was my favorite brand for manufactured hair products. And I was using that for a while, but then my hair eventually got to a standstill. And I started looking more into what was in the products I was using, and I started looking at the alcohol content and researching different about the alcohol in the hair, and I realized that was probably the issue with my hair.
Yeah, and that doesn't even sound good when you even when you say it. It's I mean, really, I'm like, hold on, alcohol in your hair? Okay. And you guys, you know, and when you say research, I love this because it's important. And let me just say, a lot of companies out there, unfortunately, they kind of disguise the name of these harmful products. Like, in other words, you know, like, say, for example, sugar. There are like a million different, we don't even know all the code names, so to speak, for the word sugar. It's true. So when you look at, like, you know, spaghetti sauce, and you'll see they don't just say sugar. You know, they don't really do that. They have some long name that you cannot pronounce and have probably never heard of. And then when you start recognizing that name, they switch to another one. And the real truth is we don't really know all the actual names that they discuss, you know, claim, you know, make up for the word sugar. Because they feel if you see the word sugar, you're going to be alarmed. And you're not, you're going to put that product back on the shelf. So they come up with these other types of ways to disguise it, in my opinion, because they just could say sugar, but they don't. So
yes,
I wonder.
It's a mind game.
Yeah, it is. And so that's what I was wondering about the alcohol aspect. When, you know, they don't just say alcohol most of the time, you know, sometimes they do. But quite often you'll see some other things. So when you do your research, it might require you to, we call a deep dive. You might have to dive a little deeper to get to the nitty-gritty, so to speak.
That's really true, yes. And it takes you one good result, you have to put the work in. You really do.
Yes, this is true. This is true. And I also love that, you know, sometimes when you do use, like even if you use the same product over and over and over again, after a while, sometimes your hair might become less responsive. So, you know,
right.
So you might have to try different things. And I love what you have to say. Listen, folks, let me just bring everybody up to speed in case you've just tuned in. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. It is Friday, December 3rd of 2021. It's my great honor to have you guys with us on this show. We're wrapping up the week, and I am so thrilled. It's been a great, it's been a wonderful week. And I have to say, Jossie, just even having you here, you guys who are just tuning in, Jossie is with us from Au Naturel, a wonderful, she's a budding entrepreneur just doing some amazing things out there. And she's with us Wednesday mornings mid-show live. So we're able to bring some live hair and product talk to you Wednesday mornings, Friday mornings between 7 and 8 Eastern time for you guys out in the Central Time Zone, that's 6 to 7 in the morning. So So we are super, super hyped. It's really, really quite awesome to have you. And so, and you've been knocking it out of the park. So I just want to say that.
Yeah.
And for you guys, yeah. Well, yes, it's true. And if you guys have questions out there, if you've dialed the 516 number, just press 1. We'll get your comment on. You can speak with Jossie right here live on the air. Jossie, we're putting you back on the hot seat. You can speak with me, Carrie Hines. Tell us what your questions or comments. We're happy to have you. I think this is great, Jossie. We're going to also, I want to put some great, because I'm going to reach out to you a little bit after we wrap today's live show. We want to get you onto our wonderful website at HAIRadio.com. I'm going to make that happen today. So we'll be reaching out. Yeah, I think this is going to be great. And speaking of which, again, you gave out the website earlier. I'm going to keep, bug you about this because I want you to always shout out this website and remind the folks to tune. They can always go right on to your site as well. And so one more time, you got to spell out the Au Naturel for everybody. So give us, just remind everybody one more time. It's a great thing.
All right. My website is www.jossiesallnaturel.com, and it's spelled JOCEYSAUNATURALE.com.
Awesome. And Jossie, you are on social media. So So that's a good thing. And how do you get a lot of feedback from folks on social media? Like the hairstylists are always on, they're like a lot of folks always on Instagram and all of that. I like Instagram, but I'm not there as much, but that's where everybody else is. So do you spend a lot of time over that side? What's your favorite social media go-to and all of that, to help folks with their product concerns?
Honestly, I'm not a fan of social media at all. So
I think that was the first time I've actually heard that on the air. Let me just say, you are keeping it real here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You're going to have a lot of fans from that because, you know what, a lot of people feel that way. But like I said, I don't think I've ever heard that on the air. So so that's kind of nice. Well, I'll tell everybody why. I'll let you go ahead and explain all of that.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I was never big into social media anyway. It takes too much of my time. And it just becomes, it just becomes mind-boggling sometimes. But with my business, I did get on social media, and most of my questions have come from Facebook. I feel like because Facebook is more geared toward, Facebook is international. It's all over the world. It's everywhere. And just the way it's set up, the way and I prefer Facebook, for people to send me a message through Messenger. I see those right away. They pop up on my phone. And those are where most of my inquiries come from. I do use Instagram, and I have had some inquiries through Instagram, but mostly it's through my Facebook account. I also have my Facebook. There is a Facebook messaging link to my website, so that could be part of the reason why, too.
Well, I love it. I love your candor. And I'll tell you, and I feel maybe not quite as strongly as you do about it, but I'll tell you this. I really feel I do. I love Facebook, too. And I know I hear from the kids. I hear from the young folks out there. Facebook is for the old folks. I've heard that before. Carrie Ghetto, everybody's on Instagram. Everybody's on Twitter. They're on Snapchat. They're on this. They're on that. And all that's wonderful. I do have a TikTok account. I have all of that and so forth. But for me, like you, same thing. I love Facebook. It's easier to me to use. It's more in your face and it's clearer to me. I like Instagram, but it's got so many little things. I still haven't figured out how to work through that. I'm sitting here last night trying to, how the heck? how do I put this on this darn thing? I'm like, it drives me crazy. So that's my whole thing. Yes, and it really does. And we're not alone, Jossie. We are not alone. We're going to turn it over to you guys out there. the fans of Hair Radio More. How do you feel about social media? What are your thoughts? Is it too much? You know, I remember, let me just tell you this, I wrote an article way back for, I'm here in Brooklyn, New York. I know you're in Pennsylvania. I wrote an article for a newspaper here. And what I love about it, it was for a newspaper here in Brooklyn called The Daily Challenge. And I think it's out there on the internet. I've put it out there on Instagram, by the way, in the past. And what it is, it was at the early stages of the internet. Way back, I don't know if you remember this, but when the internet first kind of started gaining in popularity, they used to use chat rooms. And so they didn't really have any social media. There was no such thing as social media. You know, it was just chat rooms. You would go on these rooms, and you would be what they call rooms, you know, and you would just be chatting over the internet with strangers. Could be from anywhere in the world at that time. And I wrote an article about hair care, and it was called Should You Trust Your Hair Care to the Internet? Back in those days, the folks didn't trust the internet. No one was buying anything with a credit card or anything like that. You just didn't trust it. It was new. You didn't know much about it. So and so when it came to hair care, they would discuss hair care in these chat rooms. And a lot of people, yes, they started – that was how it all kind of started. So before, long before there was IG, before there was Facebook or any of these things, these discussions started to grow on the internet. They didn't have groups like we now know, you know, all these Facebook groups and all of that. They didn't have any of that. So they just had all of us typing in a line, you know, about something, you know, what do you use in your hair and this and that. And that's all where the – and so my article was just that question posed, should you trust your hair care to the internet? And it ran in that newspaper and was picked up elsewhere. And I'm going to have to share it out there with you guys. And that was – you know, I've written a few articles out there, but that was one that really – it just to contrast that with where we are today with social media and the YouTubers – what I call the DIYers, the do-it-yourselfers over there on YouTube. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about so many, you know, with all the information about products, you know, and people just exclusively using YouTube as their, you know, substitute beautician? So what do you think about that aspect, Jossie?
Well, I think YouTube is a great way to teach people about hair, to show people how to use products because it's, you know, it's audio and it's video. And you can actually see the people using it in their hair, how they're styling it. And some people will go through their whole wash day and show you what products to use, how they're using it, how it works for them. That's where I got a lot of my ideas from for natural hair. YouTube is great. The only thing, YouTube doesn't work for me because once you hit a certain amount of followers, you know, people want videos like every day or every week. And that's something tough for me to do because I can't commit to that. And I would hate to, you know, leave people hanging by not posting anything. So, but for those who are diligent with it, YouTube is a full-time job. And
it really is.
Who can do that because it takes a lot.
It does. But you know what? You're doing great still with building up your following. You have the people because when you do get on and just even being with us on the broadcast here twice a week, it's enlightening. So, you know, you're really coming into your own. You don't have to necessarily. I don't think I think you're one of the few who's actually delving out some wonderful hair and hair hip pocket information to the folks through, you know, digitally. So you're actually kind of helping to lead a charge. So good stuff. All right. So you know what, though? We'll take a little bit of a commercial break. I interrupted you early on. I took you off track. I know you had some things you wanted to get to this morning, so I'm going to let you do that when we come back. I've got a couple of other announcements, and we're going to talk some giveaways before the end of the hour. So great stuff this morning, this Friday morning. How's the weather down there in Pottstown? How's it going down there? Is it really, like, is it really cold down there as well?
I mean, it was chilly. This week, actually, it's in the 50s. I think it's supposed to get up to the 60s.
Oh, that's great.
At least by Monday. It's not too bad. It warmed back up, so it's pretty good right now, for now.
Awesome. For now. All right, folks, stay with us. We'll be right back.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Clint Beast on the board.
You niggas be tripping.
What up, bro? You rocking with State Watch shit. I'm inviting everybody to take a look and listen to see what I got going on. You can catch me streaming on all music platforms under Statewide Chip or Statewide Bosses. You can also find me on social media, Statewide Chip on Facebook, Statewide Chip Official on Instagram, and Statewide Chip or Statewide Bosses on YouTube.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Listen every Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern to Vet Talk with Michael Hopkins, right here on The Hair Radio Morning Show, live. We're all about hair, beauty, and community. Catch the replays on Saturdays at 1 p.m. Eastern at our 24/7 hairradio.com network.
All right, we're back live. Yes, you are listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is Friday, December 3rd, 2021. And if it is mid-show, it's time for Jossie's Au Naturel. And we are so excited to bring Jossie back to the line. A wonderful entrepreneur. We call a hairpreneur. You really are essentially a hairpreneur out there, Jossie, with your amazing products. And, you know, and you're shining a light on things that folks should know when it comes to choosing hair products. So we love having you here each Wednesday and Friday. You want to catch Jossie right here. She'll be covering and responding to a lot of things that we were just talking about before the commercial break on social media and so forth. So I know you had some things you want to get to. And then I've got some more questions for you.
Jossie, yes.
Take it away.
So on Wednesday, I did speak about hair in the winter. I just wanted to touch on some more key points to keep in mind for the winter. Leave-in conditioners. I have found out leave-in conditioners are going to be your best friend. And they're great all year round, but especially during the winter, because leave-in conditioners contain, they provide extra moisture and protection for your hair. They're a little bit heavier, and they will, when you put them in your hair, they will apply and provide protection against the cold weather and the harshness of the dry air. And that's really important because in the wintertime, the common issues are like static, dry, itchy scalp, split ends, matted hair, and those are the things which can eventually lead to hair loss in the winter.
Exactly.
So that's why you want to make sure you're putting that leave-in conditioner in your hair so your hair is not falling out.
Exactly. You always fear that, you know, breakage seems like it's more prevalent during the cold months. And I wonder sometimes also, does that, could it have a bearing? I know you talked about the alopecia things the other day with the traction alopecia and all that, but wearing hats and things like that, could they be, could it be contributing, you know, to thinning hair or anything like that during, you know, because it's winter and, you know, you go out there, especially in the Northeast. Now, our fans out on the West Coast probably don't have to worry about this kind of thing. But here, you know, I'm in Brooklyn, New York, and, you know, we call it the hawk out there in about a month or two. You can, you know, so you, we just grab a wool cap. We're not thinking. And you come back in the house and you see all your hair in there. So should we be concerned about things like that during this time? You really, you know, have to put the focus on the hair, and I think that's what you're trying to say this morning.
Yes.
On good hair care.
Yes, can cover your hair. However, you just have to make sure your hair is healthy enough that you have the right products in your hair so your hair is not coming off in your hat. The reason why your hair breaks off, I mean, your hair naturally sheds every day, but the reason why there's extreme breakage, especially in the winter months, is because your hair is very dry, and when it's dry, it's going to break. It's prone to breaking, and the friction with your hat, rubbing against your coat, rubbing against your scarf, it's going to eventually cause your hair to come out, and it's going to just keep coming out unless you can put something in your hair that's going to give it that protection so when it's rubbing, it's not breaking off and not creating that friction that's going to make your hair static and dry and tangled like that.
I love this. And I think you, we might have to have you really remind folks about this, Jossie, every week because, you know, especially as it tends to get a little colder. And then, you know, once we get past this and spring is around the corner, it may not feel like it right now, but spring is not that far ahead. And, you know, so there's a whole different regimen that I'm sure you'll be talking about in a couple of months on spring and summer care for your hair. And I just, and I love this. And the fact that you've got a mixed hair texture, I think is fantastic that you're bringing this to light with, you know, all that you're doing. So good stuff. Okay, winter hair care. All right. So was there anything else on the winter hair care that you want to cover?
No, that's basically what I wanted to mention. Just, you know, just put that out there so people are aware of that.
Awesome. Listen, if you are just tuning in, you're listening to the All-New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and it's my pleasure. It's my honor. It's so great to have you with us. We're live on this Friday morning, December 3rd of 2021. It's our show number 638. Wow, every time I say that, it just blows my mind. And my special guest contributor, she's awesome. She joins us every Wednesday morning, every Friday morning. She joins us twice a week, mid-show. So she's with us live, and she's here to answer your questions on hair. I see you folks standing by. Don't be afraid. Press 1 if you have a hair question or anything that we can address with you, or just a shout-out this morning. We'd love to hear from you. So, Jossie, I'm loving even the information. I think it's great. And just, like you said, a reminder during these harsh winter months to take a little bit more time to care for your hair. And these are the steps to do it. But also know that you talk about you know, the subject of hair loss and thinning hair. And, you know, so let me just tell you, I happened to be just on the Internet, speaking of the Internet the other day, and I thought I'd fall on the floor. I saw one of the big TV stars, one of the big movie stars. Her name is Sandra Bullock. You guys remember her. She played in the movie Speed, where she was driving this runaway bus and so many other things. Sandra Bullock has been out there for years in these big movies. But what got my attention was that she literally confessed that she had been under so much stress that she had developed alopecia. I don't think I've ever heard a big movie star even mention the word alopecia. So
yeah.
I said, wow. But just that she brought it up, yeah. So, you know, that she didn't go into, I didn't see where she had gone into great detail. I guess you guys can Google it out there. But so this is something where, you know, where she was so under so much stress and pressure that she ended up experiencing the hair loss I'm going to try to figure it out as well and follow up on it to see, and we'll bring you some more information about it, if her hair has started to grow back or how did she cope with that whole thing on hair loss. So
yeah.
Just wanted to go ahead and talk. Isn't that something? So I was very surprised. So, you know, because it's devastating. Yeah, it can be devastating for folks. The other day you mentioned about the hair around the edges. You know, edges, especially in the African-American community and people of color out there, the edges seems to be a big concern. So hair loss is huge.
Yes, I agree. It's becoming more prominent.
So what products and things can we say? What even at Jossie's Own Natural, so your products and things, do they address hair loss concerns or help to avoid, or, you know, how does it work in tandem with, you know, proper, you know, if you're just focused on the proper hair care, I guess that'll alleviate the, you know, help to avoid potentially, you know, thinning hair and things like that. So what can you share with everybody this morning, Jossie?
Yes. Well, as far as my hairline, I do have some products. I have my Herbal Melange oil that, and I also have a Shea Butter oil. But those two oils are great for trying to grow hair back when you're suffering from alopecia. If it's reversible, because some alopecia can be permanent. But if you have thinning edges, you can eventually get those to grow back. And by just taking a little bit of the oil and massaging it every day, that'll help your hair start growing back and getting thicker and stronger. But yeah, that's just what I recommend when I tell people who want to grow their hair back. I always tell them to try, you know, the oil and massaging for at least 2 weeks and see how that goes. And then we usually work from there because everybody's different. So I try to stick by, you know, when people are growing their hair, I try to be on standby just to kind of help walk them through different techniques and methods to grow their hair.
Well, Jossie, did you mention about four different components or four different ingredients or oils that you mentioned? And one of your amazing products at Au Natural, I just loved it the other day. I think you mentioned it. I was like, wow, that sounds like that's effective to me. Can you tell everybody a little bit more about that?
Yes. I did mention when I was mentioning the oil for the winter, I had mentioned coconut oil, almond oil, olive oil, and herbal oils. Is that what you're referring to?
Mm, absolutely.
So, yes.
And that's a potent blend.
Yes. I took those different oils because those are some of the most common oils that are great for all hair types. And with my herbal melange blend, I took all of those oils plus more. I combine them to make something that will help in a lot of different areas to give it like the best strength, the best growth, and just promote the best hair growth and hair health with the combination of the oils that I chose.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it this morning. Folks, listen, and Jossie, we're going to quick commercial break, but when we come back, I'm going to ask you, which is best? That question we posed at the top of the hour.
Yes.
Jossie thought we forgot about that. No, it's actually because, you know, a lot of folks always want to know the big question that I remember, you know, since we were out there, since we started Hair Radio Show in 1995 out of Newark, New Jersey. And then syndicated to Philadelphia, New York, and Atlanta, Georgia, and written about in all these newspapers. But the one thing that still that has been with us through all this time is this big thing about the hair products. You know, the products that are available at the store, you know, if you go to the box stores or to your, you know, neighborhood supply shop, those products, or should you buy your hair products specifically from the hair salons, or, you know, should you follow the smaller boutique brands? So that is a question that I have for Ms. Jossie this morning. So, Jossie, we want you to respond to that after our commercial break. So we don't want you going anywhere, folks. Stay with us. Jossie, you're going to clarify this for us, okay? So, folks, you'll be just fine. So we can't wait to hear. All right, folks, stay with us.
Hi, I'm Jossie from Jossie's All Natural. Have you been struggling with keeping your natural hair healthy or desire to achieve substantial hair growth? Then Jossie's All Natural is here to help you. My natural creams, conditioners, lotions, hair mists, balms, shampoos, and detanglers are gentle enough for the whole family and all hair types. Not only do I provide natural hair products, I also give step-by-step techniques to ensure healthy hair in a pure and gentle fashion, from roots to ends. Come on and visit me at www.jossiesallnatural.com. That's JossieAuNaturale.com for a true natural hair experience like you've never had before.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
This is Dr. Linda Amerson from Texas, the owner of LA's Hair and Scalp Clinic. I am giving a shout out
I just want to give a shout out to the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines and his new team this morning.
Yay! All right. So in the morning, what do you do each day?
I listen to the Hair Radio Show, baby.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines. Stay tuned.
All right, we're back live. It's Friday morning, December 3rd of 2021, as we begin to get close to our third hour this morning. As you guys know, Wednesdays and Fridays, we're happy to bring to the line a Pennsylvania person, a Pennsylvania resident, we're going to say this morning, Jossie of Au Naturel. And if you've been tuned in, we've kind of had her on the hot seat again this morning talking about healthy hair care. And I think I had posed a question to you, Ms. Jossie, right before the break on where which way should they go in terms of, you know, selecting hair products. Should they go to their, you know, the box stores or the private boutique companies who seem to be, you know, really putting out some natural great natural products. So
yes.
We're going to let you give us your take on it. Jossie of Au Naturel.
All right. So this is my opinion on it. As far as Vermont versus natural, I actually wrote a blog post about natural versus manufactured. And the reason I wrote that was based on my own personal experience. And from my point of view, I look at hair care almost like the foods we eat. And the reason is because when you get a product from the store, like we had mentioned in previous times in the past, those products are meant to last. They're usually cheaper to buy, but they contain preservatives that are meant to keep them on the shelf or in your home for an extended period of time. And when you have natural products, they're more homemade, they're made with natural ingredients, they don't contain the excess amount of preservatives. And
exactly.
That's almost like fast food versus a homemade meal. How fast food is very easy to get, it's tasty, it's easy to get, it sounds cheaper, but in the long run, it's not as good for you as if you were to be home and cook your own meal. That's kind of how it is for hair care.
Well, you give hair food a whole new meaning, don't you? You really do. Okay. I'm kind of liking that hair food. I might have to talk about that. I think I better write that down. Okay, hair food. We'll have to look at that because, I do a whole bunch of cooking out here. We're supposed to be talking about some healthy recipes, but maybe it might be a good idea for us to take a look at some of the foods that can contribute to, what you're doing internally. That can certainly be a big help, as well as all the external wonderful topical things that you're discussing. So I'm just excited. So, Jossie, listen, we want to just remind folks. So I'm hoping that you'll develop some more of these topics or go deeper, like, say, in the next week or so, when you come back to the show next Wednesday. So anything you're working on or you want to give us a little heads up? Or are we just going to be surprised? You're going to surprise.
Yeah, actually, I am working on hair gel. So I'm working on this hair gel. It's been a project, but I'm going to get there.
That's interesting.
Someone modeling for me, and they mentioned that I should do a hair gel. So it's like, let me give that a shot. And,
That sounds interesting. Yeah, and well, you gotta come back to the broadcast and tell everybody about it. And just for the folks out there today, if you really missed any part of the show, like I always say, we do have you covered here. The wonderful news is that you can always go to Blog Talk Radio. Of course, you can see really all the episodes there. But you can just Google five words. If you put these five words into Google. And same thing, Jossie, you put these five words into Google, you tell the folks out there, and up pops our recent broadcast, which I love this. You type in Google, The Hair Radio Morning Show. Those are five words. Take those five words, put it into Google, and you will see over 600 shows. So it's a great way that you can stay abreast on our latest episode. And we're just loving that. And so for you, like I said, you're doing just great in my book. I love the subjects that you are raising, Jossie, with all of this and the fact that you are sharing your product information, things that you have found out that really, makes the difference for folks who are trying to take better care of their hair. And we're just loving having you on the show. And you've shared, you just really knocked it out of the park. So we look forward to having you next week to come back to the broadcast. Now, the Hair Radio Morning Show, just a reminder, we're here for 3 hours, Monday through Friday. Live, we're here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday mornings from 6 to 9 New York time, 5 to 8 Central time. And so we've got some big, big surprises for next week coming up as well. We'll talk about that a little later in today's broadcast. So got some other things lined up. Jossie, we're going to let you go this morning. Anything big over the weekend? Anything you want to share? Anything you want to send off with us today?
Just stay safe and blessed. That's the main thing. It's a crazy world, but we have to do our part.
Yes. Well, it does not get any better than that. Listen, we are going to do a little throwback music this morning. This was music on long before you were born, Jossie.
Yes.
Folks, you're just going to indulge me this morning. Jossie, you go have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Wednesday with the live portion mid-show between 7 and 8 on Wednesday morning with the next installment at that time of the Hair Radio Bullshit. I'll be back on Tuesday, but Jossie will be back with us on Wednesday. So, Jossie, have a great weekend, okay?
Take care. Thank you. You as well.
All right. Okay, so here is my favorite throwback music. Stay with us.
Purple rain. Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, my very special guest joining us right now, you guys know her. She's been with us before. Very recognized name out there in the world of law. It is my honor to bring back to the Hair Radio Morning Show the one and only Lisa Bloom. Good morning and welcome back
to
the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Now, Lisa, I want to jump right on in. There's so much going on. There's so many trials and cases and so many things happening out there. We had to go right straight to the very best. And so you were certainly on that short list. Lisa, tell us now, you are doing something very important with your work at the Bloom Firm. So you guys are, what is this where you're kind of like monitoring this big case here in New York with it's all about the Jeffrey Epstein case. It's tied into that. Her name is Ghislaine Maxwell. What can you tell us about all of this and make sense to us?
So for several years now, I have fought for justice on behalf of 8 victims of Jeffrey Epstein, and he's the very wealthy financier who is accused of sexually abusing underage girls and young women. I represented 8. We fought for them in litigation here in New York for several years, and we ultimately won victory, significant settlement awards for all 8, I'm very proud to say.
Wow.
One of those victims also has allegations against Ghislaine Maxwell, his longtime friend, confidant, girlfriend, assistant. She wore a lot of different hats. There's now a criminal trial underway here in New York for Ghislaine Maxwell. Jeffrey Epstein took his own life in 2019, so we can't get justice against him, but this trial is now against Ghislaine Maxwell. And so I'm here on behalf of my clients to monitor the trial, to keep an eye on it, and to be a voice for the victims, because I think that's where the focus should be, on the tremendous pain that these two people caused to so many people, the lifelong psychological injuries that they suffer. And that's what I'm here essentially doing. And I sat through yesterday the opening statements so I could hear both sides. And now I've heard the first couple of witnesses and seen the first cross-examination of one of the victims. And it's very powerful stuff. But so far I'm optimistic that justice will be done.
Awesome, because that's what we wanted to find out. Now, Lisa, I just want to say that folks, so the whole thing is that she's being painted, Ghislaine Maxwell, as perhaps a scapegoat in all this. There are folks out there who are going to say, well, maybe she didn't do this, or maybe she didn't. I'm sure all this is going to come out in these days to come, but what can you say to folks? And I feel, you know, especially those folks that you represent, who and the, you know, the person who's really making this accusation against her. So what do you say when you hear this? And you kind of, you're hearing it, you know, firsthand right there inside the courtroom.
Yes.
What do you say?
Well, this is the primary defense. They began their opening statement by saying, since the days of Eve and the apple, women have been blamed for the bad conduct by men. And that's a true statement, right? But in this case, the prosecution is proving their case against Ghislaine Maxwell, not against Jeffrey Epstein. And so they are constantly having the witnesses talk about what Ghislaine did. She was there. She participated. She lured the victims in. She was at his side. She was present, not for all of the sexual abuse, but for a lot of it. And I think that would be sufficient, that she knew exactly what was going on, and she brought girls into this environment where then they were abused. So she's not being scapegoated for what somebody else did. She's being tried for the actions that she took, the choices that she made.
I was about to say, in any knowledge of it or any part in it is too much, in my
That's
opinion.
Right.
You know, so I have to say, we, you know, and the general public, and this is why I really wanted you to be on the show today, Lisa, because it's hard for us, GP, to kind of navigate some of this information. There's so much out there. I hate to even go to social media. There's so much information going back and forth and on all the TV channels and all of that. So I wanted the fans of the show, because I heard different opinions popping up on all of this. I said, no, we've got to get some clarity on this. What should our takeaway be with some of these huge cases? And we'll definitely talk a little bit more, because I want to get a little bit more on this whole Jeffrey Epstein case and more with the Ghislaine Maxwell trial that's happening right now. But what do you say? How do we even navigate some of this stuff? I mean, it is just poor. And there's another big case starting. Like, my goodness.
Yeah, so there's a lot. And what I want people to understand is that every case is a very specific inquiry into the facts and the law of that case. A lot of the cases that we see are really not a good opportunity to make a political statement. So let's talk about Kyle Rittenhouse, for example.
Yes,
in my opinion, the left, and I'm a very progressive left-wing person, the left should never have made the Kyle Rittenhouse case into a political case. This is about a white guy who shot three other white people at a protest. I did not see this as a case that had to do with race. And almost the entire situation was caught on video, on multiple videos. So the only question there was, did he shoot in self-defense? That was the question for the jury. It was not a question about, should he have been there in the first place? Should he have had a gun? Because he legally could have that gun, because we have crazy gun laws in this country, in my opinion. Okay? So the only question was whether he should have been there or not, whether he should have had the gun or not. At the moment that he shot each of these three people, was he being threatened? And the video showed that he was. And so he was acquitted on self-defense. Now, you know, in my opinion, we need massive reform of our gun laws. We should never have a 17-year-old walking around in a provocative situation with an AR-15. That is completely crazy. And that is going to lead to people getting shot. So we need to reform our gun laws. And frankly, these protests did get that particular one. It did get out of control, and the police allowed that. That's unfortunate. So I represent three Black Lives Matter protesters who got shot by police. So there's a lot of wrongdoing to go around. But the Kyle Rittenhouse case, to me, should not have been one that was elevated to a big public discussion, because I didn't think it was worth that. Now, the one that should have gotten more attention, in my opinion, was the Ahmaud Arbery case. That was
and tell us about that, yes.
Yeah, that was clearly about racism. It was a horrifying case. You know, I wrote a book about the Trayvon Martin case a few years ago and about the racism in the criminal justice system and how abhorrent it is. And the Ahmaud Arbery case reminded me a lot of the Trayvon Martin case. Here's a guy who's minding his own business, Mr. Arbery, jogging. You know,
jogging,
which he had every right to do, just like Trayvon Martin was walking down the street, minding his own business
with
Skittles in his pocket.
Exactly.
And in both cases, the white guys who pursued them thought that they were criminals because of their skin color, because they thought that other people who were Black in the past had committed crimes. And so to attribute the wrongs of some Black people to all Black people is the very definition of racism. And that's what happened in the Trayvon Martin case. That's what happened in the Ahmaud Arbery case. And in the Ahmaud Arbery case, we have three white guys who chose to follow him to try to get him to pull over. Of course, he got scared because he's being followed by these random guys in a pickup truck. How scary is that? And ultimately, when they accosted him, he fought back, and then they tried to say that's self-defense. No, you can't assault someone, and then when they fight back, you claim self-defense. That's ridiculous. That's what they claim.
Exactly.
And thank goodness the jury agreed, and the prosecution did bring racism into the case, which I was pleased to see, because they failed to do that in the Trayvon Martin case. I thought that was a big mistake. They did talk about the racial angle of the case. It was clearly a hate crime. And thank God they were convicted, as they should have been. They should spend the rest of their lives in prison, which I'm sure that they will. So that, to me, is justice. Of course, it doesn't bring back the victim. My heart breaks for him and his family. You know, I have a dear friend who's African-American and who's a runner.
Yes.
And he says to me to this day, he's afraid to go out running in the morning. You know, he's a big Black guy, lives in a white neighborhood, and he's afraid.
Yeah, I can certainly relate here in my section here in Brooklyn, New York, and I totally understand. It's just inside of you. But, you know, I'll have to say this, and I totally agree with you 1,000%. This is something that I was already conscious of, not to be running down the street. And this was long before any case, because you have to understand that this is a potentiality right now. You know, it's always been, but it's even heightened right now. Now,
yeah,
I have to say,
says,
Lisa.
He goes running at 6 a.m. and he says, you know, it's cold. I want to wear a hoodie, but I'm a big Black guy.
Oh, a hoodie.
And I thought, it's my heart breaks. You know, it never, as a white woman, it never enters my mind that, like, I can't wear a hoodie if I'm cold.
That you can't wear a hoodie. That you can't make any sudden movements. And to be really honest with you, Lisa, what's really awful is that you don't even have to even be doing any of those things. You can just to be walking down the street, your mere presence, just as a Black person, male in my case, is enough to make folks think of crime. You know, it's almost your color's been criminalized to a degree. And so what happens, unfortunately, this is what you have to kind of deal with on a daily basis, in and out, where folks grabbing their kids, they don't mean any harm. Don't ever think that they are thinking that you're going to attack their kids. It's almost subconscious at this point, you know, so I don't, I don't necessarily blame people. I get why they are like that, because this is what is, you know, channeled to us through so many different things. But Lisa, my big thing is, when I turn back to this case, and there are some big names tied to this Jeffrey Epstein case, and I shouldn't say that, because this is the Ghislaine Maxwell trial, that she's on trial for her, you know, alleged doings or what have you. So, but there's some huge names. That's kind of like part of the gossip, if you will, about it, or the unproven facts or what have you, where they're saying that maybe she knows something and
and she's not saying, and maybe she should be saying, and this is, you know, they've got, well, she's got big names to point out, and what, is, you know, I'm like, what is, what can we listen to, Lisa?
Yes. So that came into the trial today. The pilot.
Oh, really?
Jeffrey Epstein's plane, yeah. He named some very prominent people who
were
on Epstein's private plane with him. He named Donald Trump. He named Bill Clinton, the violinist, Isaac Perlman, the actor Chris Tucker, the actor Kevin Spacey, of all people, who has had his own...
He already has another set of... things going on that he's been cleared of, I believe, at this point, but he's been through his own set of things.
Yeah, so Prince Andrew, of course, and the British
press
is all here because...
And that's a big one there.
Prince Andrew angle.
Prince Andrew
is currently being sued for sexual abuse by one of Jeffrey Epstein's accusers, who says that Epstein sent her, basically, to Prince Andrew, trafficked her. So those names came in. And they came in this trial not to show there's some kind of vast conspiracy with all these people. And I'm sure that, you know, maybe some of them did not know what Jeffrey Epstein was up to behind closed doors. Maybe all of them didn't know. I don't know what they knew. But we know that they flew on the plane with him. But what I will say is that this was very intimidating to the victims. Now, the reason why it's being brought in is, you know, imagine being a 14-year-old girl. And this wealthy man who's taken an interest in you is friendly with the former president, friendly with Donald Trump, who ends up being a future president. I guess they didn't know that at
exactly.
the time. But, you know, these very successful, big-name people.
Powerful,
and the victims
powerful
say
names.
That they talked about this all the time. They name-dropped to intimidate the victims and to terrify them into silence. You know, are you like a little no-name 14-year-old girl? Are you going to go up against that kind of people? I mean, there's no way, and that's why they took so long to come forward.
Wow. And I just, we're grateful that we have folks like the Bloom Firm that's doing the work, that's speaking, helping these women to have a voice. We are going to continue to follow this, and because it's just, we didn't quite know what we should have as our takeaway. And my other thing to you, and you mentioned it a little while ago, and I just want to get your take on it. The videos, the video footage. Lisa, why does it seem, and I think we might have touched on this the last time you were on our show, just a teensy bit, but why does it seem like the video footage, it's almost like you can't really trust what you see because of the way it's kind of spun, you know? Yeah, like showing like incidents and things like that. So nothing necessarily particular, you know, specific because almost, you know, all of these things, they're, you know, we're watching these different videos, and it's almost like each side kind of spins it the way that they, I guess that's what they're supposed to do. But why does it seem like we can't really trust what we see, or there's always something more to it? You know, shouldn't that be enough, these videos? Like, when I see them on, I'm like, oh, how, that's so obvious. But there's more to it.
Let me answer that, and then I'm going to have to go. So,
video
footage is very important. Juries love it because they feel like video doesn't lie. Human beings might lie or might get things wrong, but there it is on video, right? And I think that was important, as I said, in the Kyle Rittenhouse case. It was also important in the Ahmaud Arbery case because these guys were idiotic enough to video some of what they did. Right?
Exactly.
But it's not the whole story because in the criminal law, we look at not just what happened, but the intent. Did somebody intend to do something? And we have to get inside their mind. And there's no video yet that gets inside of somebody's mind. Did they do something accidentally? Did they shoot in self-defense? Was it an intentional, premeditated act? In a civil case, we look at more than the video because we want to know what the damage is to the victim, how it affected their lives. And so the video shows part of a story, but it doesn't show the whole story. But I agree with you that video, I think that it is important. It's usually the most important piece of evidence when there is video in a case. Juries really like it. They look at it closely. Like the George Floyd case, thank God there was a video. I mean, as horrifying as it was,
absolutely.
Thank God there's that video that showed exactly what happened, and now that killer is behind bars, right? And
absolutely.
He's a police officer, and we saw the video, and it's just so horrifying. And look, millions of people took to the streets in the Black Lives Matter movement. I was one of them. Because we see what's happening, and it's just too much. It's too painful. So I think video is very important.
Lisa Bloom of the Bloom Firm. Your website again is thebloomfirm.com. Want to send folks there. And Lisa, can you please come back soon? We're going to get inside and get warmed up and then come back soon to us here and keep us abreast of what's happening, okay? You know how much we appreciate you. You've got it.
Thank you for having me. I'd love to hear from everybody on Instagram where I am Lisa Bloom Esk, E-S-Q, like lawyer, Lisa Bloom Esk. And on Twitter, I'm just Lisa Bloom, and my website is thebloomfirm.com, and we're very proud to represent victims of discrimination, harassment, and abuse nationwide. Happy to hear from people and see if we can help them out. Carrie, thank you. You're a doll.
You got it.
And I look forward to
talking
to you again soon.
You got it. Thanks again, Lisa.
All right, take care.
Bye now.
Okay.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
Personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now my very, very special guest with us, it's Mr. Will West. Now, he is the founder of the amazing ChairWatch app. It is my pleasure and honor. I believe it's your first time, Will, being on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Yes, it is my first time, hopefully not the last. And I am excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yes, my pleasure. Well, good morning officially. Now, I have to say, first, let's just jump on in. Tell everyone, what exactly is the ChairWatch app all about?
Well, the ChairWatch app is, at its core, a mobile booking app. So if you're a stylist, if you're a nail tech, if you braid hair, if you do lashes, anything that you do in the beauty field that you have clients for, we are your mobile booking app. So that's at its core. But, of course, we have so much more. When you look into the app, it has so many features that will help build your business and build your brand. You know, you won't really want to go anywhere else after you download this app. So ChairWatch is just a great tool for the seasoned veteran or the brand new person launching out into the beauty world, perfecting their craft, and wanting to have their clients and the public be able to book their calendars and utilize their services. And we also have a place for products on our app. So it's just a great mobile booking app and software all around. And,
well, it's so much more than that, Will. I'm going to have you to really go in and tell these wonderful fans who are going to just love this. Let me just tell you officially. I just really started going in just yesterday again and refamiliarizing myself, and I'm just blown away. I absolutely love it, and I see all the beautiful designs, what you've done with it. It's extraordinary. It's not like any app I've seen, especially for the hair or folks who are into this wonderful, wonderful opportunity to book, to have folks, you know, their clients and customers booking for, you know, to make appointments with them and so forth. So I want to go back a little bit. Now, I love that you mentioned that you can put products. A lot of these folks listening right now, we have amazing hairstylists all over the country who, and the world for that much, who would love to register on the Chair app, so on ChairWatch app. So please tell us a little bit more. What kind of, so you can put your products there? How does that work?
So, yes, first of all, we are available. So if anybody wants to check it out or download it, we are available on Apple and Android platforms. So you can definitely download it at any time. So with your products, right, so when somebody is booking an appointment, a stylist, you know, has somebody who wants to get their hair braided or done or anything, oftentimes stylists have products that will also adjoin with that type of service. So maybe there's a nail polish that you should have or a sealer or a scalp oil. So now when a stylist is setting their app up and setting up that service for their client to book, we also have products right alongside that you can just add on. So now your client is looking at their style and they're seeing what they need to maintain that style or the health of their hair, scalp, or presentation of their nails, or it could be a foundation for makeup artists. They can have that. It's almost like a menu we've created. So they're getting their style and their product right there so they can book it. And when this, when their client shows up, they get their style done, and they also are able to pick up the products that they already purchased. And the beautiful thing about the ChairWatch app is these purchases are made at the time of booking. So when somebody books you through ChairWatch, you know that that's a solid booking. It's not like they're just booking your time. Your clients pay for it in advance or leave a deposit. So whenever you get a notification from ChairWatch, you're excited because you know that is a solid booking that's upcoming.
That is amazing. So essentially what happens, a person who goes on, they download the app, which, again, I want to make it clear to everybody, it's the ChairWatch, like a chair you sit in, and kind of like a watch on your wrist, so the ChairWatch app. Before going
on. Wait, you said something really cool right there. You said something really cool. Do you get that? Like, that's actually the chair watch. So everybody's watching your chair for availability and time to book. Like, that's how we kind of came up with the
name. I was about to, that was my question. You actually, we must have ESP this this morning. That was really my question. Where did you come up with the name Chair Watch? So I get it now. Wow. That is amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. So the Chair Watch app, and you did say it's available for download pretty much where you get your apps from and for your cell phone. I just am blown away. What I love about it, like I said, is the thought that has gone into creating this. So where did the inspiration, though, come from? I got the name, but what inspired you to create this?
Well, I was getting I was looking to get my hair cut, and my barber has since become very famous. He owns like 2 shops, one in New York and one in Florida. So it's hard to, you know, to get my hair cut whenever I actually want it. So I'd have to like schedule with him, but I could never really see his schedule and his availability unless I'm calling or texting. So he's either in travel or he's got somebody in the chair. So I was like, I really need to find out how I can see his availability. So I said, why is this not available? Like, why can't I check this out? So I decided at that point that I wanted to have something like this for the beauty world, for the entrepreneurs, for people that have clients. I saw it being so much broader than just for the, just for barbers. And then when I started really digging into the app and what I wanted it to be, I saw that there was so much more that entrepreneurs wanted just besides a calendar that somebody can book. Like, you have to let me know, Carrie, whenever you want me to get into these features. I have like 7 or 8 of them that are absolutely amazing and that hardly nobody has. So when we get to that point, it's going to be juicy.
I cannot wait. And I think this is absolutely awesome. Now, how can folks start to find out more? I guess the best thing you can do is download the app. It's free to download. So tell everybody again how to do that.
Download. It's definitely a free app to download, and I was going to save this for the end, but why not now? Not only is it a free app to download, but listen to this. We are changing this whole mobile booking game up right now. So there are no subscription fees for this app presently. So if you're able to get on now and download it, it's a free download and then no subscription fees. Everybody knows that there are subscription fees for all mobile booking apps presently.
Right.
At least 99% of them, right? So right now, if you get on, we're not going to have any subscription fees for, I would say, maybe, let's say we can do it for 2 to 3 months, and then when it starts to really flood in, you know, we'll see what we do then. But right now is definitely the time you want to jump on.
So take advantage of it, folks listening right now to this broadcast. Again, if you just joined us, you're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, my very special guest. Now, he is the founder of the Chair Watch app. And again, this is a mobile booking app, which is just extraordinary that he is explaining to us. And I'm just blown away where they can kind of, the clients can go on and book time with the stylist and look for stylists and all that wonderful good stuff. And the professionals, the folks who are just interested in the hair and beauty industry will find this incredibly useful. So I'm just blown away, William West. Good job. Wow. So how has it been received? What have you heard from the folks out there?
Well, so far, everybody that we've had download the app really appreciates the detail that's within the app. When you open it up, you'll see how much care we put into what we want your clients to see when they see the app and see your services that are on display. So they love that. They loved how simple it is to set up your store, because I've heard on some other apps, you know, it's really intricate, and, you know, the way you have to add certain services, you have to go on the web, you have to get on a computer. So we're an actual true app where you can do everything from your phone. You can upload and create your description, and it will be displayed immediately once you press save. So we've gotten nothing but great reviews so far, and anything that stylists want to suggest, we're actually taking that into consideration and constantly bringing out new and improved features that, you know, that stylists want.
Well, I tell you, I am so hyped and honored. First of all, and I look forward to the Hair Radio Morning Show being one of those that is easily accessible through the Chair Watch. So I can't wait to talk with you about that one, Mr. Bloomquist.
Okay.
We'll be chatting about that very soon, because I think it's the perfect partner for what you're doing. And to be able to put that out there and give folks the option of using Carapi products as a, you know, if they wish to use Carapi, this is a great way to introduce these items in terms of to the folks. And I just think it's wonderful. And we're going to do everything we can to promote this amazing ChairWatch app. And again, it's downloadable where you get your apps from. We are so excited. And again, the part where you mentioned about not having the fees that are associated with it for a period of time, so you need to take and act now. You really do get this app ASAP. So this is really amazing. Now, Will, I have to just switch gears before we let you go. I wanted to ask you about this. Being a man of color out here in the world and being an entrepreneur, how does this? You know, do you realize that you're doing something that is just amazing and being kind of like a trailblazer, if you will, or, you know, kind of setting the pace for, you know, young kids to come up after you? Do you realize how important I think this is that you're doing and what you're doing?
Well, the answer to that directly is it was yes and no. Like, I'm a New York City firefighter and by trade. So that also is very, like, you know.
Amazing. And thank you for your service. Let us say that from the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So, you know, coming from that background, you know, it was definitely something that's in me to just take the, you know, bull by the horns and go forward with whatever your dream is. And this also was a part of it. And going forward in this, You definitely feel it, you know. When I was creating the app and the business aspects and getting approved for to have a merchant, because we're aligned with one of the top merchants in the game. They're called Stripe, and they are the same merchant that is for Target, for Under Armour, for, you know, the top 500 in the world. Mm-hmm. So
for processing,
us to,
yeah, they're wonderful.
Yeah, for processing. Yes, for your MasterCard, for your Amex, for Discovery. Like, that was huge for us because it took us a while to get approved. You know, they want to find out who you are, where you are. And we felt it. Yeah. We definitely felt like there was a little more intricate deduction going on with us. But we had all of our ducks in a row. We had all our information. Everything was pristine. So we had to be approved. But it was just felt really good to put ourselves in a position where we can go step forward strongly, being a, you know, young African-American male with a dream to get this thing out to the world, you know?
Well, you have done just that. It's the ChairWatch app. It's out now. You can go ahead and download it, the ChairWatch app. It's a mobile booking app, and it's just and like I said, and like you've been saying this morning on the show, this is really quite extraordinary. It's not, you know, the tons of free little things out there and things that are not quite as useful as you think. We like the idea, but once we looked at certain things that were out there already, not quite so pleased. But I have to tell you, I went in, and I'm at that point now. I have to go in and set up, which I'm, after talking with you today, I'm like really inspired to go set up my little store here. And I just love the color. I love the design. I love it. It's really done very, very well. So you could be very proud of yourself. Let me just go ahead and put that on out there.
Can I give you, can I jump in and give you three features that you're going to absolutely love that I think your audience
please,
is going to be in love with?
Yes.
Okay. So here it is, right? I'm going to let the cat out of the bag here. Okay,
right.
So number one is special requests. No app has this. So I imagine when you want to, you got to catch a plane, maybe it's the wedding season, anything that can arise, you need to see your beauty professional before their normal business hours or after their normal business hours.
Right.
Well, ChairWatch allows a stylist to actually create a special request appointment where their clients can get on the app, see their available hours, but if they do need them a little bit earlier than normal or a little bit later than normal, they can request a booking at that time. Now, we know that stylist time is money. So
right.
A stylist can allocate a certain amount of money
just
for an earlier than normal
wow.
appointment. Maybe it's 50, maybe it's 75.
Right.
So that's already built in. So once that client says, okay, I need you earlier, it'll say, okay, $50 for the early appointment and then whatever the service cost is. So stylists are loving that right there because we're monetizing their time and also allowing clients to be more flexible when they can book.
That's something that needs to really be out there. We've got to make sure that folks know because that, to me, is a game changer.
Yes.
That's a game
yes.
changer. So we've got to make sure folks are aware of that. Wow.
And so number two is the shareability. Every service that we have on our app is shareable. So you can just, for yourself, mind you, the stylist can share it, and the clients can share it. So imagine when you're getting your hair done or your nails done, and they're like, yo, your nails are fire. Where'd you get them done? The customer can actually go on your store, go to your service that you have, and share
it
directly to the friend. So the word of mouth now becomes actual booking information. So once they send it out, their friends that touch the link, it automatically brings them to their stylist store and starts the booking process. So that word of mouth now becomes monetized. So stylists really love that option that they can share. Imagine during prom season, you know, wedding season, and Valentine's Day season, everybody wants to know who did your hair, who did your nails, who did your braids. So now you can actually share it out, and those stylists will increase their booking. So they do love that. And
amazing.
The last one
wow. yes.
that I'll give you is the appointment notes. Appointment notes. So
appointment
you've been in the game for how long, Kerry? How long
about
you been
25
in?
25 years.
Have you ever had a person come to you and want something done, but when they get to you, it was kind of something different than what they said?
Oh, right. Yeah, that does happen.
So what we have is something called appointment notes.
What's an appointment notes?
When somebody books an appointment, they can add a picture and a text to the appointment so the stylist knows exactly what they want. So, you know, we're just trying to...
Hold it.
Yeah, that's
so that sounds like the person can kind of give the stylist a heads up about what kind of style the client might be looking to have.
Exactly.
Wow. That's
exactly.
amazing. And this can be all done through the ChairWatch app.
This and tons more. If we had an hour show, then I would go that long, but yes.
Well, what we're going to do, and I appreciate you, Will West, I really do, because what you'll have to do is come back and on a regular basis and roll out these features. We'll do nothing but roll out these features and
okay.
have some of your amazing, customers to join us and
okay.
explain how they've been utilizing this amazing ChairWatch app. And so that's
like
really,
that.
Yeah, I think that's going to be just wonderful. And so for all of our listeners out there, please download the ChairWatch app. It's your way to monetize these interactions. It's a great setup. And, again, it's a beautiful app. It's very unique. And you just explained several unique items, you know, that allows for you to really have something that's going to make money for you and work efficiently. So, Will, I've got to say, is there anything you want to leave us with today? Anything at all? We know the ChairWatch app is the app to download, but what else can you tell us today?
Well, I would just say in these times, you definitely want to be flexible in the way that you can accelerate your business and maintain your business and even grow. So that's at the core of why we're doing this, is to give the entrepreneur options. Just as much as working in a salon, we want to make the entrepreneur as strong as that and as flexible as that. And we have definitely accomplished that through the features that we've added onto ChairWatch. And I just want to thank you, Kerry, for opening this up to me. And, you know, we definitely have our history with your shows and Extravaganza. So I'm just glad that we're able to go this far and still be here and able to enjoy, you know, just the opportunity to be on this great morning show. You know, I'm excited. Never thought I'd be doing a morning show, you know, so this is pretty cool.
Oh, awesome. Well, you know, we love having you here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Also, many of our Hair Radio associates, they are already familiar with you because you get to come out to our wonderful live hair expo event called Hair Nation down at the Soho Hotel, and we look forward to having you at the next one and each one after that where you get to come in. And I have to say, well, I know just to let folks out there know how committed you are to what you're doing. I remember you did a wonderful presentation all about the ChairWatch app, you know, educating these amazing young ladies who were in just school students, who were high school students, who were in cosmetology class, telling them all about this wonderful, wonderful new development of yours. And it was really, they were so amazing about it. And you did a great job with the presentation. So I just wanted to tip my... Oh, yeah. That's the amazing Will West. I'm Kerry Hines. It has been an extraordinary Friday, December 3rd, 2021. Listen, we have a drop-in to help us close out, a surprise drop-in all the way from the West Coast. You guys know I'm here in Brooklyn, New York, 3,000 miles away. We have Tracy, who is kind of, we want to get a little bit more information out there. So tell us a little bit about, first of all, welcome to the show, because this is your first time being on.
It is. Thank you, Kerry. Thank you for having me. Thank you for inviting me. I'm super excited.
Yes. Now, I want to tell folks about Active Follicles. Give us a quick, you know, give us the elevator pitch
for all the fans
of the show. And welcome. Thanks for getting up so early.
Thank you. It's awesome. Yeah, so Active Follicles. So I'm a trichologist, and many people have never heard of a trichologist. So I'll say a trichologist is someone who specializes in all matters that concern the hair and scalp. And so I treat men, women, and children for hair loss and scalp problems. That's in a nutshell what I do at Make It Happen Hair Loss Clinic in Riverside, California.
Yes, Make It Happen. I love the name Make It Happen and Riverside, my old stomping grounds out on the West Coast. So we're going to chat about that. You guys, I went out there as a teenager and lived in Riverside, downtown part, not far from the park and all that. And I asked on, what was it, on Lemon, I think, Street or something like that, way back when, as you guys can imagine. And I just loved it. I absolutely loved that part of sunny Riverside, California. So I've got to say, it's really a great pleasure and honor to have folks like Tracy from Active Follicles to be part of our little operation here. We're going to get her back on with us next week. You know, to tell us more about being a trichologist and certainly more about Make It Happen, Hair Loss Clinic in Riverside, California. So we're super excited to get her back on the show. We're going to have her on a little earlier next week, and she'll be live again all the way from out in sunny Riverside, California. And for you folks who've never been out there, it is just lovely, and we'll tell you a little bit more about that next week. Folks, I want you to join us on Tuesday. That's our next live broadcast, Tuesday morning at 6 o'clock Eastern Time. It's the very next broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, next week we have some amazing folks joining us, some great guests. We've got some brand-new regular folks who will be joining us as well, and new commercials. We have new hair talk. A lot more focused effort. I think you're going to love the new and improved Radio Morning Show. So thank you for being part of this. It's been an extraordinary week here, as I kind of mentioned earlier, and we're just excited to have you to help extend our brand and help along the way. So thanks again. Make it a great Friday. I think we just did, and here's our outro.
Well, it's that time to bring this episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it does not end here. The show continues over at our 24/7 Hair Radio Broadcast Network at www.hairradio.com. Now, I must thank today's great guests and our legacy advertisers. These are the folks who've been supporting our show over the years, including Dr. Raglan, Yolanda Raglan at fixyourfeet.com. They are the very best in foot care. She has two locations, one in New York City and the other in Maryland. I also want to take a moment to acknowledge the amazing Troy Ballard, of course, from the West Coast out in Southern California. His company is called Smooth Black Ink. Now, he offers the very, very best in hair care for the entire family. He is a legendary hairstylist and educator. And also, he's a program host right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We just appreciate him again. That's Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black of Smooth Black Ink. Also, we are talking about a complete line of products for the guys now. It's that Rugged Evolution. Now, Rugged Evolution Beard Care is the actual name of the company. Rugged Evolution Beard Care makes a complete line. I love their products. Go to www.ruggedevo.com for more details. Again, that's ruggedevo, that's EVO.com for complete details on their products. Also, StimulatingRoots.com. Now, Stimulating Roots is a hair product growth system for women, for everybody, really. And how they spell it, I love this, is R-U-T-Z. Again, amazing hair product that supports healthy hair. And I say the secret is in their name, Stimulating Roots. That's really it. That's what actually grows the hair. Now, we're also taking a moment. Go to their site, StimulatingRoots.com. Again, it's spelled R-U-T-Z. Is how they spell roots.com. Now we're also thanking our entire advertising